Some of you are veterans of me, already been exposed to me, already have formed an opinion. Others might not yet hate me. You've probably figured out, though, that I'm Ty Hoffman, and we are here for genetics. This is a standalone course. Everyone realize that, right? You might be taking the lecture. It's maybe not. In any case, this is its own grade. So the stuff you do in here will determine the letter grade you get solely. We're going to actually do something today. It's not just a matter of looking at the syllabus and excusing you. And actually, it takes quite a while, partially because I speak a little longer today than I usually do. But it's kind of important stuff that I want to get out of the way. Before we do that, I do want to quickly go over how the course is set up. I know that many of you have already been to this website because, thankfully, most of you have already obeyed the command to submit the rules consent form. There are some, though, that haven't. Make sure you do that today if you haven't. But more than that, just today sometime, click on every one of those links in that side menu and explore the entire website so you know where things are before things get busy. Also keep in mind that the bottom link, the global site, gives you access to all the other courses I teach. I teach 20 different courses, so if it helps you in any other course you might have, you have access to lectures and slideshows from all my other courses. Anyway, back to this course. Make sure you do the rules consent, but I'll just leave you the exploration to you. Let's quickly go over some parts of the syllabus, though. I'm not going to read this to you. I'm not going to give you a printed copy. You don't have to print it. If you print any of it, I recommend printing the page with the schedule. But really what people care about usually on day one is how your scores are going to be figured. So that's really all I want to say, unless you have questions. We're scoring things a little bit differently this term, as far as this course is concerned. It didn't used to feature a final examination. Now it does. So you're the lucky first group gets to test out how these final exams will go. Obviously, the final exam will be the last day that you're here, and so we're really not going to even be thinking about it too much until later. So I'm not going to describe what's on it, because I would have to be making that information up. I'm not sure what's going to be on it, to tell you the truth. I do want to say something important about it, though, and that is that it will be open notebook. Not open anything you want, but the notebook that you actually hand write as part of doing this course will be allowed to be used during the exam. So I want to mention that because I'm only going to be requiring a couple things, which I'll talk about in a minute, as far as the separate score for the notebook, which is the notebook checks up there. For the sake of that individual score, you're only going to have a little bit. Anything else you want to write down and have as that day of test resource is up to you. It's just that that won't really matter to the notebook score itself. You see what I'm saying? Okay. So there aren't really all that many types of scoring. The final exam notice is over a fifth of your grade, so that certainly can't be blown off. But equally weighted are the combination of all the quizzes on the top of the list. And of course, each individual quiz isn't worth a final exam, but all the quizzes combined equal that final exam, and those collectively can't be blown off either. Students sometimes make the mistake that since there are many quizzes, it's okay to blow one or two of them off, but points are points. And you don't want to lose any points foolishly. You will probably lose some points by not having knowledge. That's one thing. That's between you and, well, partially me, I guess. But, that's one thing. What I don't want you to do is to lose points unnecessarily, despite your knowledge. And one way of doing that, easy to do, is by getting penalized for these quizzes. Today is the only day that we won't have a quiz, so you should expect a quiz on every meeting from now on. And you veterans know this, that my quizzes start exactly at the beginning of the scheduled meeting, meaning 15 and 0 seconds, 15 o'clock, 3 o'clock. The penalty for lateness is fairly harsh. Intentionally, I'm trying to disincentivize you from showing up at all late. So that first second, up to a minute, will be 10% off of the score, plus whatever errors you make on the quiz. And then when you hit a minute, up to two, that's 20%, and so on. That adds up in a hurry, because if you're late, you often are 3 or 4 minutes late. Well, that's 40 or 50% off of your quiz score. Don't let that happen. So show up, ideally, no later than 2 minutes before we start. That'll give you time to settle in, take your pencil out, and be ready for the enjoyment that is one of my quizzes. Another bad way to lose points, because it's just not necessary, is to lose points on the notebook checks. Now, they're not worth as much, and I intentionally made them not worth very much because you're going to be allowed to use them as a resource. That in itself is an incentive to have a pretty extensive notebook, just so that you can use that on the day of the final exam, which is worth a lot. But for that 3% of your grade, which, you know, that's a half a letter grade almost, everyone should be getting 100% for this. No one, it's never come close to everyone getting 100% on the notebook checks, though. Let me just tell you what will get you 100%. The bare minimum, so that wouldn't necessarily be a good resource for the open notebook, but for the notebook itself. You need to be current, meaning it needs to be done in case that week I want to check them. There's two checks, they're random, so don't ask me when the random checks will be, the unannounced checks. As long as you're current coming into that period, you'll be, you know, that's part of it. But being current means that you need, at bare minimum, two things in your notebooks. You need to have the answers to any questions, and I don't remember whether any of these protocols have pre-lab questions. If they are pre-lab questions, that means you need to be done before you come in and we do the procedure. Most of them are post-lab. But any time the procedure is asking you a question, to answer a question, you need to have the answers to those in the notebook. Now, I don't care if you don't rewrite the question. You know, as long as it's clearly labeled or numbered or whatever, you can have just the answer. But that might not be as helpful to you as a study aid. In any case, it will still allow you to get full credit on the notebooks. The other major thing is you need to have the raw data in your notebooks. So today's raw data really will be some things you write, and it'll be a picture eventually. You won't put your picture in today, but it's kind of a weird week today. Usually, though, we generate numeric data. That needs to all be in your notebook ready to go. If you do that, you'll get full credit for the notebook check, but mysteriously, many people don't do that. So don't let that happen. Like I said, though, anything else you want to put in there, like notes when I'm speaking or just anything that you think will help you on the day of the test, that's fine as long as you handwrite it. You can't just print out laser copy four-point font or however small you can get it and think you have a hell of a resource. You have to handwrite it in there for it to be eligible to use for the open notebook. What was your question?
I have two quick questions. One is on the quizzes, will they be based off of today's exercise or will it be previous?
Both, and I'm just about to get to that, but what's your others?
And my second question is the notebook checks. For the notebook, do you require a notebook with duplicate pages?
No. In fact, I don't like that. The best notebook really is also the cheapest. The ones, the 99-cent only standard journal type. I don't demand that it be that way. I mean, it could be a spiral notebook or whatever.
Do you require us to write in pen for our lab notebooks?
No, because I'm not going to have you do these formally anyway. So, I mean, yeah, normally you would want to do that as for archival purposes and to prove that you haven't amended it. But I'll leave that to other courses to require that. Anything else right now? Okay, then let's talk about these quizzes a little bit more other than the penalties. Each quiz will be a mixture of questions that are about the previous week, the stuff you did in the previous meeting, but also one or two questions about what you're supposed to be doing that day. That, of course, is an incentive to read ahead, and that's just so that you don't come in clueless and rely on the rest of your group to carry you. Know what you're going to be doing. More of the questions will be about what we've already done, though, and this brings up another point about scoring well on the quizzes, which quiz scores will be lower than your other kinds of scores, I can tell you that, just based on history. But the key to doing well on the quizzes is to bother. Don't skip my recommendation to listen to the recordings. Every time I give you a mini lecture, and today it's not all that mini, but every time I address the class before I let you loose on the day's work, I'll be recording it and posting those recordings on the main website that you need to go to. It's important to listen through those and refine your notes at home based on those recordings, because I intentionally try to make as many questions on my quizzes as possible come directly from what I said on those recordings. So it's just foolish not to listen to the answers to the upcoming quiz, basically. Now, that won't apply to the question or two that are about that day's work, because it hasn't happened yet, but most of the questions will be about the previous week. Okay? So that's the way to maximize that 21%. Listen to the recordings. All the rest of them are writing assignments. And in this course, these are all individual writing assignments. So you will work together. You'll figure things out together. Free to discuss things even for the purposes of writing papers, but you are definitely not free to write them together. You have to be written completely independently. And that means you don't even share graphs. Don't have one person make a graph and then everyone just paste it into their paper. That's a type of plagiarism, really. So make sure you're very careful about that rules consent form, because every term I end up giving at least 1-0 for plagiarism, for violation of the rules consent form that you all have to submit. And almost always, that's unintentional. Sometimes there's intentional plagiarism and those students deserve it, of course. But usually, they just did what modern humans do nowadays and go scroll right to the bottom and hit submit without actually reading the stuff. Don't do that. Anyway, these writing assignments are, for all the first ones, just sections here and there of what would otherwise be a full journal article style report. So you do an introduction first, for instance, and so on. Eventually, your last writing assignment will be a full-blown report. But by a journal article style, I'm talking about what kind of setup. What does any journal article include? You have a title, right? An abstract, an introduction, a materials and methods, a results, a discussion, and a literature cited section. The key to doing well on these is to read some journal articles. And it doesn't even really matter whether they're journal articles that are related to genetics, which is why I posted my published articles, which have nothing to do with genetics, and therefore should not be used as cited sources in this class, because they're irrelevant to this course. But the reason it doesn't matter what kind of journal articles you write is because what you want to do, especially if you haven't read many, is to just get a feel for how they are written stylistically. Scientific writing is different from other writing, but also within one paper, the various sections within a journal article are stylistically different from each other. Introductions written totally different from materials and methods and so on. I'm going to grade you primarily on how well you emulate the style of that writing. So you can't emulate or copy the style of published papers unless you read enough of them and get a feel for what that style is. Don't skip that step either, because it can be painful if you're not an expert in the field to read through journal articles. But especially if you're going to be going to grad school, you're going to be doing it a hell of a lot more. So bother to do it just for the sake of this score, if nothing else. All right? So the complete report, by the way, is a full other report. It's not just a compilation of the parts that you've submitted up to then. So it's about a totally different experiment, the PGLO, compared to the others. And that's it, which means week to week, you're not going to be handing in anything except for the quiz. The quiz is the only thing you're going to give me hard copies of. That'll be done 10 minutes into the period each week. But that doesn't mean you're free to leave then, because I'll note that you leave early if you do. You're free to leave whenever you're done. And the nice thing about this course is that, compared to Cell Bio, for instance, which we never got out early, we often get out early in here. Sometimes it takes the whole time, including today probably, but often not. So if you work efficiently, this is another incentive to know what you're doing ahead of time so you can come in and work efficiently and then leave earlier. But that's it as far as, all of these writing assignments, those will be electronically submitted as safe assignments via Blackboard. I'm not going to accept any hard copy, so don't try to give me any. Quizzes, and then the final exam. That's your entire grade. Now, I do allow for a little bit of wiggle room once I do the final grades based on your participation in here. So when I try to interact with you during the mini lectures, even if you're not right in your answer, you should try to interact with me as for the sake of that participation aspect. Okay? And students should never be embarrassed for not knowing something about in a course, because if you knew it all, why would you be taking the course? The whole idea is to learn the stuff. If you knew it all, you should be teaching it. Okay, now anyone have any questions about any other aspect? Scoring is what people usually care about at this point. Okay, then I need to give you the standard safety speech, which is the same basically that you hear every time you take an ASU laboratory course. So you've heard it all before, I'm sure. I need to point out the eye washes, which one per sink, including the shower station over there. And use them if you need to. If you get something in your eye, wash it for quite a while, actually. Longer than you'd think you'd need to wash it. Hopefully that won't happen, because if there's any danger of getting anything in your eye, you should be wearing goggles anyway. You won't have to wear goggles every day like Cell Bio, but there are certain times when you need to, and I'll tell you, you don't have to own the goggles. We do have some on hand, but feel free to purchase them if you want. We also don't really use a lot of chemicals in here. Sometimes we do, and so there's correspondingly not all that much to worry about as far as chemical cleanup, but just like any other lab featuring chemicals, it never goes down the drain. You never put anything down the drain unless I tell you you're allowed to. Usually there will, if we have chemicals that we're dealing with, there will be a place in the hood to deal with it. So throw things away properly. Tell me if you break anything, like a little piece of glassware or a microscope or any other piece of equipment, so that we can make sure that's fixed for the students that come after you. And you also need to let me know if you hurt yourself at all. Lawyers care about that deeply. So even if even if it's a tiny cut, let me know at least. Doesn't mean I'm going to rush you to the hospital. I just need to know. And, of course, we need to obey any fire alarms that might come about, which just a couple weeks in the summer session I had that happen. Been a while since I'd heard one. By the way, those are loud. Anyway, if we do have a fire alarm, I don't want you to go through that sign, even though it's that door, even though the sign says exit, because that just puts you into another room that you have to exit from. So just always go out where you come in. Ignore that other exit sign. Unless there's a blaze right there, then obviously use the other one. We need to have a common meeting place, and I need to be the last one out, so don't just leave and go home. Go down the stairs, and we'll meet next to the bike racks on the south side of the building between here and the library. And then just wait for me to get a head count. And if any of you has any problem negotiating stairs alone, let me know so that we can deal with that. Otherwise, just go down and calmly and wait and leave your stuff in here. Any other safety aspects? Oh, a couple really important things that we can get into trouble for if someone happens to stop by it and check on us, and therefore I can't allow you to do our food and drink. Now, food is usually not a problem because students really don't want to drink. Eat in labs, but they do want to drink, especially when it's still hot. So I can't ever let you have a drink out in the lab, except if you put it in one of those little shelves over there. If you put it in one of the shelves, I'll let you go over there as many times as you want and drink from it right there, but you have to stand there. Otherwise, you have to have it completely put away in a purse or whatever, or outside. Does that answer it?
Yeah, I was just going to ask if it was okay in a backpack.
As long as you don't take it out while you're in here. If you want to be able to take it out, you need to put it into the shelf. Okay? And the other thing that I need to stickle about is closed-toed shoes. So this will be the only meeting that you are allowed to have open-toed shoes if you have them on now. If you don't want to wear them all day, then you're going to need to bring them because I will check your feet, actually. And if you have open-toed shoes any other meeting besides today, then that will turn your quiz score for that day into a zero. So don't let that happen. Okay? And then finally, the last thing you do every time before leaving is to spray down your surface with the solution that's in these bottles and wipe it off. Don't forget to do that. Any questions on that? Relatedly, I need you to have you sign the assumption of risk form, which I'm going to pass around. You have to sign this to stay enrolled, but signing it legally says that you've read the reverse, so bother to do so if you choose. And I think that'll do it, unless we have questions.